Siman Reish Pei Vav Sif Gimel. We did the sip, we have to do the Mishabur, to the Mishabur again. Mutalitim Kadim Tilis Musafin. Person can take a bite, can eat something before Musaf. Tanro Chilis Peris, which would mean one example that is a Chilis Peris. Or I feel a pasm with even a small amount of bread as well. I feel a Te'ima Sheesh Bukhari Elisa Leib, even if that Te'ima makes him feel satisfied. Our suda usher, but the suda is usher. Achilas Paris, Mr. Burson, Cut and Zion.
Before Musaf and
Before Musaf. Baba Gabdullah, with Philos Chakras, Kornis Chabi Kiddush. So once he daven Chakras, there's a Chiyab Kiddush. Also, Lechab Alishas Mikadim, so the person cannot eat or drink at that point in time. When Kiddush Allah Malkam Suda, so we have this problem. So the Chara. You can't eat without Kiddush. You can't make Kiddush without a Suda. Now you tell me you can't have a Suda. So how can you eat before Musaf? Yeshlar mer d'day kish yishtakos yayin acher yayin acher ha-Kiddush the gam zel mikri Suda k'nabas im reish ha-Gimel v'ha-chach yechol peris. So one eitzah is to drink some more, another cup of wine. So, regards to Kiddush, that's sufficient to have a status of Kiddush Mukham Suda. And then you can eat the Peiris. So, that's what I'm talking about. Peiris means you did fulfill Kiddush Mukham Suda by drinking more wine. Kishain lo yayin kolkach. If he doesn't have extra wine, yesh lismach ala poison the cereal who the die kashish to kolakos yayin shal Kiddush shemasak revius, zamikar gam kin Kiddush Mukham Suda. So the first opinion he's saying over here was that besides the Malay Lugma of the Kiddush, a person drinks another revius of wine besides. If a person doesn't have enough wine for that, so he would drink the revius of the Kiddush, including the Malay Lugma of the Kiddush itself, and that will also count. There's some, even that is sufficient. Okay, now the Sharetzion only feels comfortable relying on this by Kiddush by day, which is not as chomer as Kiddush by night. Okay.
We're talking about between Shacharis and Musaf, we're not talking about.
Okay, now, or you can pass some woods. The Hainu Kebeya, so the shear of Pasamud, a person can eat up to and including a Kebeya, he cannot eat more than a Kebeya. The Cholze, Hubaklal Achilas Aroy. Koshkin Amarchal Mini Tagima, Mechemishas Haminim Deshori. And this would be true not of bread, but a person would do this with Mizarnus, that would also work. Now, by Pas, he says the shear is not more than a Kebeya. He doesn't say explicitly by Mizornus, if the shear of Achilas Aroy is the same as Pas, or by Mizornus, you could even eat more than a Kebeya. So he doesn't say, so the Sharetzion says in Sivkot Zion, Achronim. So the Achronim say you have this option of using Minat HaGima, which means Mizornus. And Sosmo Bolabir at Kamba Ikar Bizab Achilas Aroy. And in regard, but they've left unclear the amount, what's defined as Achilas Aroy. They didn't say if that's the same as Pas or if that's a different shear as well. Then he says, but Vayim Mesim Tafresh Lamates the Gabi Sukkah Mashuk Savnu Sham Bezeb Hu Adin Hachru. He says, let's take from what I said over there in Hilchos Sukkah and apply it over here as well. So over there in Hilchos Sukkah, because the law is that a roy is mutter outside of a sukkah and kava. So we're saying it's the same het over here of Achilas a roy before Kiddush, before Musaf. The same Achilas a roy before Musaf is Achilas a roy over there. And the Mishabro over there brought that it's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham, whether the shear of Pas of a Kisan is the same as Pas, which would be you can't eat more than a Kebeya, or that Pasul Makistin, according to the Mechaber, is even mutter as long as you're not kaveh a suit on it, which is the shear of Gimel Dalad Bayim. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's much more kuladik than regular pasul. You can eat up to 3 or 4 bayas worth, but not more. But according to the Magen Avraham, you have to be makbid and not eat more than a kebeah.
What, outside of the
sukkah? Outside of the sukkah, or alternatively means if you're eating more than a kebeah, you must sit in a sukkah.
Does that relate to the Sephardim of Mormango in general, like on not washing or on
the other clothes? No, it's a separate. That's the issue of definition of what Pasul Makistin is, but whatever it is. Now we now have a shalom. What was the definition of achilas keva by a pasul makistin meal? So Mishabur says, well, the same halach will be over here. That so we're not discussing the amount you need to eat to be yotze kiddush hakam suda. Kiddush hakam suda, we eat the shiva zekazayis. We're discussing how much you're allowed to eat before musubs. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you'd be allowed to eat more than a kebeah's worth of pas before musub. But according to the Magen Avraham, which Mishra over there said you should be chashish before the Magen Avraham, a person should not eat more than a kebeah before musub. So let's say on Simchas Torah, where they make a kiddush before musaf, some places make the kiddush before musaf. So a person has a limit to how much mezonos he could eat, because it's before musaf. Rosh Hashanah people which make kiddush before musaf and before tkiyas shofar, again they have a limit. Now it's measured by volume, and the small air spaces count for the volume. The large air pockets do not count, but the small air space, the regular sponginess of a cake, that would be that those air, the air spaces do count towards the volume of the kebeah, or more than the kebeah. So theoretically, if a person will get a more dense cake, a person could eat more. Then a person gets a more fluffy cake, a person could eat less. If a person is really desperate, he could compress his fluffy cake into dense cake, and do that as well. Okay. So even though the person finds it satisfying, it's still mutter because it's not a suda. He's eating a lot of fruits. The chilas paras will make a keva because even a lot of fruit is not considered keva. The person is feeling weak. Okay. Pass lecho ashtis yashiv daito. A person is feeling weak, and a person needs the bread to revive himself. So a person can eat even more than a kebeah. After who yosim a kebeah? What is that? Because he brings the argument behind that. He brings the shartin and tes. He brings the name of the bach. They hold the medina kara musaf mutter lekadosh v'lisa, that you're allowed to eat before musaf according to the bach. Even the Magen Avraham disagrees with that. The Taz and other Rechonim also disagree with this opinion of the Bach, which is connected to the Shulchan Aruch. It's connected to the Shulchan Aruch, connected to the Magen Avraham, it's connected to the Taz, etc. But since a person is Cholash Libay, Yesh Lahakel, the situation where a person is Cholash Libay, you can be Mekel, and he sends you back to Simon Peites, Sif Dalad. That even before shachris could be that's mutter to eat. The person was kolosh libay, a person can eat even before shachris. So kolosh can a person would be allowed to eat before musaf. Even if you want to be make machmer, you should not eat before shachris. Before musaf, you don't have to be machmer. So we're being samach on the argument that the bach alone, we're not being samach on, because roiv of the opinions disagree with the bach. But we call a shiba, we're saying mechana. Kazal Yerab, if a person is called a shiba, faint heart. Kazal Yerab, who be shari shuba, they call a shiba, the ain lo yayin, which had double the kaddish of loves again. So what he's going to do is going to say kiddish and then eat a meal before Musaf. So what he doesn't want to make kiddush on, so great, so he feels very weak, but he doesn't want to make kiddush on, so he can't eat, so they make kiddush. He doesn't have what to make kiddush on. Rishon lechol peiris wooden minute hagimah mechemeshes minim kara musaf afli kiddush abalabachi en lahakol. So we're going to argue the other way around. There is the key of Kiddush is only said b'makom suda, and since you can't eat a suda before Musaf, so then if you can't eat a suda before Musaf, it's not time for Kiddush yet. It's not time for the meal yet. So before the meal time, there's no chiyav kiddush. The chiyav kiddush only kicks in when meal is possible. Then the chiyav kiddush kicks in. So since over here before Musaf, you tell me you may not. We're saying before not like this. We're saying that before Musaf you must make kiddush. Now we're saying that in the case of a person does not have an option of saying kiddush, he doesn't know what to make kiddush on, and he feels weak and he needs to eat something. You can be samech on those who argue the opposite. Since you can't have a meal before you can't have your meal before Musaf, there's no chiyav kiddush yet. So you don't eat without kiddush. But he says, but that's only in that situation. But otherwise, you should not eat before Musaf without Kiddush. Because the Iker P'sak is that there is a Chiyav Kiddush. But in case we have no other option, we'll be sitting on the sheet that there's no, it's not this man Kiddush yet. Adam, can you mute your phone?
Why couldn't the person make
Kiddush? What? What'd you say to me?
Why couldn't the person make
Kiddush? He didn't have what to make Kiddush on.
Didn't have any wine.
Okay. Zot Sif Dalit. Tefillos, Achash HaMincha V'Achash HaMusaf. And he had the it's already in the afternoon, he has not done Musaf yet, and already it's the time for Mincha. So he has Mincha and Musaf ahead of him. Whatever reason, he went late, and he has not done Musaf yet, and it's already after 6.5 hours. Shuzman Tefillos Mincha. Okay, so what should you daven first? The Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch says, the first opinion is that you daven Mincha first, because Mincha has the mile of Tadr. Mincha is every single day, and Musaf is only once a week, so Tadr Beinu Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. So Mincha will go first, and then afterwards Musaf. But we're not arguing that if you person said Musaf first, you're not Yotze. You are definitely are Yotze. You just not Makayim the Lacha of call it that Tadr is Kaidim, but it's not Ma'akev in the Tefillah. Now, Zabiyeh Sharmim Dahanu Dafka Kishitzarach Atalis Balashteyim. So this is only when the person needs a Dav Mincha now as well. In other words, he says, listen, it's a long Shabbos afternoon. I'll Dav Mincha, it's summertime, it's a long Shabbos afternoon. I can Dav Mincha at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Why do I have to Dav Mincha now? I have no need to Dav Mincha now. So if I need to Dav Mincha now, so then we get involved in the question which goes first, Mincha goes first. But if I don't do Dav Mincha now, Dav Mincha later, so I'm not sitting with two tefillos in front of me and giving a kedima to one over the other. Now, what's the case when you have a Dav Mincha now? He's planning to eat afterwards. Now, once it's a Zman Mincha, and you can't be Kaveh Asuda when it's ready to give Zman Mincha. So now I must have a Mincha, and I must have a Musaf. Okay, so which one goes first? So we say that Mincha goes first. If I don't need a Dav Mincha now, I'll Dav Mincha later on, and Yochel Haktim Shal Musaf, I'll say Musaf now, and I'll say Mincha later on. So the Ramah says, but even according to this opinion, it's all talking about when you reach Mincha Gedolah, because Dikr Zman Mincha is not a Mincha Gedolah. So they say, you don't have Musaf already. But if it's already Zman Mincha Ketana, which is the Ikr Zman Mincha, then Mincha goes first. That this is all talking about by Yochid. In the case of the Tzibur, this is going to be quite confusing to people. The Redavani Mincha before Musaf, they're going to get very confused. So we keep, even though Mikra is in the Shemitah of Tadr Kaidim, but because of the potential confusion, which will continue into the future, about how you're supposed to daven, so we follow the normal Seder, we will daven Musaf and then daven Mincha afterwards. Zak Nishabura, you have some Mincha Tchila, Shehu Tadr, because it has the advantage of being Tadr, and Tadr goes first. If a person did daven Musaf first, he's Yotzei. The Hot Tadr Kaidim who rak lemitzah lechad chila lo likuba b'diyavet. That's a lacha. It's how the appropriate way to do something. It's not ma'akev b'diyavet if you didn't do it like that. So what's forcing you to daven Chana? Kern Shabretzel Lechel. Now, so now we discussed before the Ben Hechel's Mincha. there are different opinions. What size meal are we talking about? And what time mincha are we talking about? This mechayev me that I cannot eat until I daven. So we had two shittas over there, the definition of a suda. One opinion was a suda, regular meal. One said, no, that this halacha that you cannot eat a meal before mincha, it's all talking about, only talking about a suda gedayla. But a suda ketana is mutter before mincha. So that's number one. Number two, there was an opinion that this halacha, that you must daven mincha before you eat, is on top of mincha ketana. But mincha gedolah, you're not mechayev daven before you eat. So we have both opinions over there. And that's even a suda gedolah according to that opinion. So the Mishnah Berurah, the fimash, the masik, haramah, le'el, b'sim, and reish, and beis, sif, beis, b'hagah. According to the maskana of the ramah over there in Hilchos Mincha, a lesser lechol, kind of mincha, this is what you're saying, but once mincha comes, you may not eat. That's only true. Suda Shabbos is not considered Suda Gedolah, and that's not Mechayev to daven by Mincha Gedolah's man. You're not Mechayev, you can eat your regular Suda Shabbos without having daven Mincha. What can you not do if it be a Suda Gedolah? That you may not do. Even once it came the time for mincha gedolah, you may not start a suda gedolah before davening mincha.
It's interesting because a person might eat more Shabbos lunch than with at least
at
a
bread.
What? A person might eat more Shabbos lunch.
It wasn't so much a question of eating the amount that you're eating. The question is how long the meal goes. Right, so the problem is we're afraid the person is going to get involved in the meal, get slept out, and then end up never davening mincha. So your suda Shabbos, suda Shabbos, these type of things, it become it's a whole affair. So that suda gedolah means it's a whole affair. So it's all to get slept out. Kikim suda sasuin or brismila, those type of things. I mean, you have drushes and you have the whole thing. I'm not afraid that a person will make a mistake over here and not daven mincha by a smaller meal. But prior to the second one, Kriya, the basic this is a mincha, and certainly spell out the mincha. They, which we don't have this, the time of the Shabur, they still added to the Shamash, went around announcing mincha. And we said that if that functions like a shomer, you're allowed to start your meal relying on the fact that they're going to be called to mincha. So therefore, Vaiter, you have a heter. So this case of the Shulchan Aruch saying that you may not start the meal until you daven mincha really doesn't apply. And we're talking here of the Zman Mincha Gedolah. So that doesn't apply. We don't have that case for multiple arguments. What the Rambam says, when do you say that this issue applies by Mincha Ketana? Now, but once it reaches Mincha Ketana time, which that's the Ikris Man Mincha, then you're right. The Mincha should go before Musaf. So Rambam is saying that till Mincha Ketana, davening Musaf first is acceptable. From Mincha Ketana onwards, person should daven mincha first. Okay.
In other words, it's an option. If you don't have to eat.
That's in a case where the person doesn't have to eat, right? He's not going to be, whatever reason why he's not eating, but saying. So that's in that situation. The only issue now we're saying, okay, now forget it. And that's not forcing you to daven mincha. So you daven mincha later. It's only mincha gedolah time, so you daven mincha later. Is that the Ramah? But once it's mincha ketana time, where that's the ikar zman mincha, then you can't say I'll daven mincha later. Right. You got a person should daven mincha first and then musaf.
Anyway, the problem
with musaf going after 7 hours is because of you preferably should not push up your suda until that. Right. It's not a loch and musaf per se.
Oh. That's right, because Rabbi
Yehuda says. I mean, we're dealing with this din over here is a fascinating din. Right. So Yikos Man HaKrabas Musaf was the Chila Ad Sheva. But I mean, that's a Chachila. She's just saying that's a Chachila. is considered a pesheya, right? Okay.
Something about
you know that's only the chara the person wants to be out for whatever reason, right?
I saw something in the Jewish
the person shouldn't sacrifice his davening for the sake of davening himself. You know, he shouldn't
fast.
Right.
Why?
Right. Why? But the person said, "Like, give me satzel." Like, he's not, you know, but if he has a good reason why he has to do it beforehand, do it later. So that's not considered inappropriate. Now, v'imhu samach la'erev ve'ein lo shos lispaloshtein. Let's say it's samach la'erev. He doesn't have enough time to daven mincha and musaf. So what should he do? So the answer is lispalo musaf. The mincha yesha tashlumin ba'arvis mashen kem b'musaf. Musaf doesn't have tashlumin, mincha does. So if you daven mincha, you'll end up not having musaf at all. If you daven musaf, you'll end up having mincha through the vehicle of having two ma'arvs. Magen Rum. Sever Dagam Avav. Chayla Kolav. Me Yerushalmi. Shor Forish LeHipuch. Chenik Shalav. Be Sever Beis Meir. Bechidushay Garnum Kibeger. Be Yashar Bedoichik. In other words, so we're discarding the din of Tadar Ben and Tadar in this situation. Even though we have a rule of Tadar Ben and Tadar Tadar Kaidim, which would be Makai Bidadav and Mincha first, we're saying that that's only when you end up getting doing both. But over here, with the question of one supplanting the other, it's much better that Musaf should supplant Mincha, because Mincha you'll deal with later. But with Tzibur we don't change the order. Shlo Yitzu. Pirish Bishar Yom Lispal Mincha Kadam Musaf. I feel like Kadam Chatzos. So people will say you're not Mincha before Musaf, and then they'll end up doing it before Chatzos because the order is Mincha and then Musaf. Fine. That's what we're afraid of. Right. One second, I want to tell you something. I just want to point out one thing over here. So there's a bit of Kiddush over here, because as much as we say that tefillahs are connected to karbonus, you could not be makar of the karbon musaf after mincha. Because it was the once you're makar of the talmid shabbat and aboyim, there's an issue of being makar of any karbonos afterwards. So there was no way that you could have musaf after mincha in the mikdash. And here we're saying you know, according to Shulchan Aruch, even before you get to the b'zman mincha gedol, you daven musaf before mincha before musaf, because talmid shabbat and talmid kardim. So as much as we're saying that the tefillahs are keneged karbonos tiknum, it's limited. You don't take that all. We don't pass all of the halachas of karbonos into the halachas of tefillah. Right, which is interesting because, like we just said before, the reason why you should have musaf before Shal Sheva is because the korban musaf they used to remark with the daven before Sheva, bring before Sheva. So for musaf tachil shalos before Sheva, we're gonna do both ways, which is finding the balance is interesting. Sif hey, b'shabbos yom tov einar mebarchu archa b'kadosh basa ayin le'el b'simin kuflam megimel. So you don't say that the baruchu, because since you leaned and you said baruchu by leaning, see this person who came late and missed the baruchu by shacharis, we assume that you probably heard the baruchu by leaning, and therefore there's no need to say baruchu after kadosh basa. Mishabur ayin le'el b'simin kuflam megimel mirabah. There's something this bar hate that didn't say.
Interesting, in Eretz Yisrael, you know, you've got Sephardim for the Ashkenazim. I guess I'm not sure about Nusach Sephardim, but certainly Nusach Ashkenaz, even Eretz Yisrael, it's a Yom Kriya, you don't say the end.
Right, you don't say the Baruch.
From the Sephardim all.
Right, yeah, same, that's the Ramah before. That the Ramah says that you don't say in those days. It's probably could be just the Ramah, so maybe the Mechaber, the Minig, but the Sephardim was not like that. Simon Reish Pei Zion. Nichem Avelim B'Kochelim B'Shabbos Yechelim L'Nachem Avelim B'Shabbos V'Kein Yechelim L'Vakras Echelim. We allow Nichem Avelim and B'Kochelim, even though there's an element of sadness involved in these things, but it's allowed. Um, But it's not lechatchila. So if a person can choose to be do nichem avelim before Shabbos, and he says, you know, why should I take off time from my work? I'd rather wait till Shabbos when I'm not busy. That's inappropriate because it's not. It's much better you should do during the weekday and not on Shabbos. But when you say the nusach of the bracha for biker or nichum, you say a little bit. You say it in a different way. So the according to the Ramah, the Nusach is Shabbos Himilizak Rufu Krabalabai Veshivsu Bashalom. So you have three points. Okay. Zakti Mishabura. It was with difficulty, with reluctance, the Chazal were matter this. Because once people will do that, they're going to start davening these type of tzrachim, which a person should not be davening on Shabbos. Therefore, people who don't go the whole week and they leave it for Shabbos, that's very inappropriate because it's something which is not, it's very reluctant, that we're, with great reluctance we're allowing this, so don't use it if you don't have to. You should not say Kedar Shem Lebechol, the Mitzar Arbechi, the Oser B'Shabbos. So the reaction to these brachas of the one who's giving the bracha, one who's receiving the bracha, it can cause a person to feel pain and cry. Therefore, he says, you tell him Shabbos Yimelizek, you should not be crying out. Armeloi Abikar Cholim Koi. So this phrase that the Shulchan Aruch gives you is the phrase that you use for Mikra Cholim. What's the phrase for Nicham Avelim? Now, Nicham Avelim, Yomer Lo Shabbos Yimid Lanachem, Nicham Akar Balobay. So again, so we are stressing that it's Shabbos, and therefore we cannot do this with all of our intensity of crying, etc. Instead of saying this that phrase, we just say Hamokim Yinachemcho, which is a different phrase than I'm sorry. That's the regular phrase. That's Mishabura's version of the regular phrase. That would be the regular phrase, which means we're allowing you to do nichum avelim on Shabbos the same way that you do nichum avelim during the week. Even though we're not allowing you to do Bikur Cholim on Shabbos the same with the same nusach as during the week, because the propensity for crying and davening is greater by the case of Bikur Cholim. Because from Megalim Yibo Lecho Ha'Ovel the Beis Haknesses Achar Miras Mishalim Hashabbos Shulba Yikra Shamish Sunegad Ha'Ovel Din Lahaskar Velus Befer Hesya Mekom Mokim Leilich Ba'atzal Lormel Hashabbos Yimelanachem Rishoy. So they had a minig, they would give a clap and say, go out and go greet the oval and say Hamakim. So if they already said Ms. Mashir and then the oval came, he wasn't there before Ms. Mashir, so you cannot make that announcement because that's a form of Avelis Befer Hesya. And then the individual person who meets them, we said, that's then over here. You say Nichum Avelim on Shabbos. But to announce that the whole Tzibur, this to make this announcement, and the Tzibur should do that, that's considered not something which you're supposed to do on Shabbos. Min Shemayim Yeruchamu is by Lashon of Bikur Cholim. I guess probably Mishnah Yeruchamu would be the Nusach of Bikur Cholim. I have never heard that, but I guess so.
Come back by Avelim.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering because it's not here.
The point of the Mechaber is that you bedafka say Shabbos Yimelizak, and this is to stress that you should not be davening for this. Part of the nusach bedafka is that phrase of Shabbos Yimelizak to remind the individuals that they shouldn't start crying and davening, etc.
No, I'm not talking about Shabbos. I'm talking about just the regular phrase of
the
Mechaber.
Oh, okay. So I'm not sure what the nusach is. It's just a question. I'm trying to remember the nusach over there. Okay, I don't know. Fine. Take a look at the Biralacha. Machen Yechom Levakar Zacharlup. Mishabura said it's not appropriate to wait till Shabbos. Unless if he couldn't, because during the weekdays he was busy. Shabbos Yesh L'Panai Harlech L'Charla Oyavoy, and he's going out to visit this person who's ill, who's a friend of his. Shidei Boy Sheyesh L'Nachas Mizan, he appreciates the visit. Shuboy Lo L'Vakra. Without him saying you shouldn't do it, the person had another option doing it during the weekday. Don't wait till Shabbos. Person do not have that option. I don't know, but the chalal and the chalal can appreciate the visit. The person should definitely do it. So the Mishabura, the case of the Sharchim was he didn't visit during the week. Only time to visit on Shabbos. Let's say visit him during the week. And he knows that his presence is very soothing to the Chalal. He should visit him on Shabbos also. Well, you're ready to visit it. Yeah, but that's. But if the Chalal is going to benefit the Chalal, but near the Huwa Dinim Halach Levakar B'Chol, Gam Ken Ein Itzel Levakar B'Shabbos. So Lo Yomer Chazal Then the Bigger Chalal Mashir. Lo Mir To Boskim Rakim B'Chol Ein Halach Klal Mechav And Shelach B'Shabbos. The case what they're worried about is that the person said, you know, why should I go to the weekday? I'm busy. Oh, go on Shabbos. That's wrong. Your visit will be appreciated, will be effective, will some way help him. Either by giving him direction or making him feel, getting him emotional support. Of course, you should go. It's a mitzvah rabba to go. Okay. Simon Reish Pei Ches. Din Tainas Chaloy Mishabbos. Also, Lisanas Mishabbos, Ad She Shows, a person cannot refrain from eating all the way through the 6 hours. Hagova Vafilo Loimer Mispalo, even though he's learning and davening, still it's also. The more says that a person wastes after 6 hours before he eats, so the food is not effective. It doesn't have the same effect on the body. It's just like dropping a stone into the gourd. It fills up the gourd, but it didn't really help it give any sustenance to it. Same as a flask. Yeah. Okay, Nikri Kamoy Tanish B'Shabbos. And that's why, if that's true, so therefore on Shabbos, even though he didn't fast the whole Shabbos, he only fasted for the first 6 hours, but since now he's rendered his food ineffective, so in some way he's diminished the Chil of Shabbos, so that's considered the equivalent of a Tanis in Shabbos. But the truth is, the Shem Tanis also Chil of Shabbos is also. But a person would intentionally fast on Shabbos, so just for an hour, that's also. For the 5 minutes, it's also. Right? Because that you may not fast on Shabbos. Over here, we're saying that the person was not attending the fast, it just came out that he's not eating because he was busy with something else, etc. So you know what? Before Chatzos, it's not a problem to wait after Chatzos. It gets the status of a tightness due to the tardiness of the Chila. But if a person intentionally is fasting on Shabbos, it's also. I don't care how long. When they would have the Rebbe decrees, they would fast, and they'll say, "Well, you know what? You can't fast after Chatzos. We'll go till 15 minutes before Chatzos, and then we'll go eat." But here, the Bir Kavana not eating, that's us. If a person ate something, so now we don't have a problem with fasting on Shabbos. So a person wants to eat his meal later, he can eat his meal later. See, even though he's learning and davening, it's still also to fast. To wait till after six hours over before eating. This well also the fiza hashdeich tiber sheminagin when yotzim esakens darach v'sheish shulak yohaykan hu. If the shatz is extending the davening too long, that people are not going to get out with the time to get home and eat before chatzos, that's wrong. Proper carbs are yomim tzor, especially in the winter with short days. Koshke b'yomtiv mavad b'rosh Hashana. Rosh Hashana, we're not makbid that you're eating before chatzos, but the other yomim tovim, a person the chazan should not. There's elements of simple symptom as well that the chazan is affecting by going too long. But the Maaseh, the Rabbah brings a makor that the person is not just wasting his time and sitting around, but he's learning or davening, then you can wait till after Chatzos. So that's what the Minhag Olam is, to be samech on that, that the people who, you know, have, some of the people have later davenings eat before davening, so then there's not a problem. But in a case where they're not eating before davening and they're having this long davening, so they're being samech on the shita, that as long as you're being leavened and mispalel, so that's not a problem.
Drinking before davening counts?
Yes. So a person took a drink before davening, it's not a problem. Okay, let's hold it here.